Now, local photographer and fly fisherman David Anderson joins us in the studio this morning. David, you've brought your beautiful book in for us to have a chat about. Fly fishing, places to catch trout in Australia and New Zealand. Now, the photographs are beautiful, which is to be expected as you're a photographer.
Yeah, just don't read it.
Doesn't matter about that bit. I like looking at the pictures.
I did the best I could.
But how does someone go, like yourself, from being a rock photographer and a magazine photographer to being a fly fisherman and a fly fishing writer?
Well, I started fly fishing when I was 10, so well before I had a camera, and got into photography much later, when I was 25, actually, 24 or 25. So I had a few years of fly fishing first, and it was my secret, dirty little secret.
Gotcha.
through the photography business.
Because you can make more money with the photography business than fly fishing.
Obviously. Not anymore. Used to.
Okay, gotcha.
It's like the music business.
It's all changed.
It's all swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so... You found yourself, obviously, you've retired officially as a rock photographer.
Yes, I'm too old and I can't hear and I'm grumpy.
Yeah, well. But so would a lot of the people that you photograph be. We'll get to that later. What's the great draw for you with the fly fishing?
It's quiet. It's a beautiful place. The trout streams of Australia are beautiful. The Victorian High Country is beautiful. All of New Zealand, except the people, Hi Barnaby, are beautiful. It's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, and that's why you've chosen here, because of some of the amazing fishing opportunities in our region.
Fantastic.
All right, now we'll get back to fly fishing in a tick, but let's talk about some of the celebrities.
Yeah, he can't wait.
Can we talk about some of the celebs?
Oh boy, can I.
Now, if you want to have a look at some of the incredible photographs of some of the celebrities that David has shot, go to dsaphoto.com.
Yeah,
all on there. It's
they're
amazing.
All on there.
All
amazing.
Right, Lou, what do you got?
Well, I've got I'm going to go with a few of the Aussies to start off with. So obviously, Barnsley.
Loves fishing.
Does he?
Absolutely.
Did you hear that?
Barnsley and Farnsley, both mad fishermen.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Who was the nicest person that you ever photographed?
Oh, John Farnham probably is.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Out of all the internationals, everybody, he's just, I think he probably, people that don't know him imagine him from seeing him a little bit to be a very down-earth and great guy, and he really is.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
Yeah, and I can talk to him about fishing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. He was so sweet to me when we talked to him, Matt.
He was.
I fangirled a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. And he was so sweet about it. Didn't make me feel awkward or embarrassed at all, which was lovely.
He genuinely loves his fans. He loves what he does. You don't last that long. If you're just doing it for the money or for whatever, he's transcended all of that.
All right. On the flip side,
yes.
Who's the most difficult?
The Olsen twins.
The Olsen twins.
Remember them? They used to be in Full House when they were little, and then they grew up and got a little bit difficult.
They hired me for 4 or 5 days to follow them around and do photos, and wouldn't let me do photos. I was the highest paid van sitter in Australia for those 4 days. I think I took 18 frames or something. Their manager was in tears. Get photos. And every time I came anywhere near them, they're like, no, stop. You know,
oh
it's like,
God.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was crazy.
Another one, Lou?
Who was the funniest person that you've ever photographed?
Daniel Craig, actually.
He looks so dour all the time.
He's very quiet. He's that very English, you know, say something or else. And but we started talking about rugby, and he's very funny. And he's intimidating in person, like he is on screen, you know, with the blue eyes and the whole, you know,
piercing eyes.
He's a little bit of a badass. I like that.
Yeah,
you know, in the Bond films.
Yep.
And he is like that, but every once in a while, the dry one-liner that sort of shelves everybody.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Never would have picked it. All right, now, I did have Diva written here, but I want to hear about Slash. So let's say the craziest, and let's hope it's Slash, because you've got a story.
Well, he is very interesting, nice way to put it. He's a great guy, very quiet, but I spent a few days with him, and we photographed a record cover when he came out with Slash's Snake Pit. And did media with him. We went to the Denton show, and I did my normal thing. I followed him around and took pictures, and he was great to photograph. Very interesting, rude and irreverent.
And he looks so interesting, too.
He is. He's a complete rock star. Actually, yeah. We went to Denton, and we warned him on the way to Denton. We said, look, this guy's an intellectual. He's a lefty, and, you know, and he's all of that stuff, and he may... you know, get into you a little bit, which Denton used to do. And Slash, he didn't say anything, but he walked into the studio with a cigarette in one hand and a vodka and cranberry in the other, sat down and put his feet up on the desk. You can't smoke in a TV studio, no. By the way, and just looked at Denton like, I'm a rock star, bring it, you know? And it was, but anyway, after that, the girls from the record company pulled me up and they said, Slash wants to buy porno, you have to take him. And I just looked at him like, why me? You know,
I'm the photographer.
I'm a modest person. I'm from the Midwest.
Yes.
And but anyway, so I took Slash to the a cheap Indian on Oxford Street, and then the tool shed. And yeah, it was I was trying to be invisible, but he made that impossible. Hey, Dave, come over here. What do you think of this one? Right? My God.
So
right.
Fun.
One more, Lou.
One more. Who? Well, obviously, this isn't Slash. Who was the shyest person that you've ever had to photograph? Because I imagine that could be quite difficult if you're trying to get a shot of somebody.
Yeah, a lot of the Hollywood stars are actually quite shy. It's about half of them. It's hard to say specifically.
So they're all a bit shy?
Yeah, you know, modest and... or.
But you would never think, really, would you? Because
yeah.
They're so out there.
Well, they are, but you have to kind of draw that out of them. That
yeah.
Bring
yeah.
them out of their shell. Daniel from Silverchair is very quiet. And you really had to push him to get him to do something in a photo. Otherwise, he'd just sort of stand there.
Gotcha.
But I suppose that on the other hand, too, if you're trying to capture the essence of that person, if they are that really shy, quiet, retiring person, that's got to show through in the photograph too, hasn't it?
That's the secret, is you have to let them build up to what they want to do in the shoot. They're only going to do as much as they want to do. If you push them too hard, they turn on you. And if you leave them alone, they do nothing. And there's kind of a balance there. Alcohol helps.
Yeah, I can imagine. And other things. All right, we're out of time, but one name. Delta, is she nice?
Oh, she's gorgeous. Yes. I went to her prom with her. Not as a date, as a photographer.
Oh, really?
You could say it's a date. It was kind of a date, wasn't it?
I thought her mother was hot.
All right,
Fair enough.
Fly Fishing, Places to Catch Trout in Australia and
the
New Zealand.
The photos are beautiful too.
Where is it available?
It's in the bookstores, and you can also get it online through Fly Life magazine, which is flylife.com.au, and that's the fly fishing magazine I work for in Australia.
Or you can get it from us, Lou.
You can. We've got two copies. If you'd like a copy of Fly Fishing, Places to Catch Trout in Australia and New Zealand, give us a call now. The first two callers through on 13 27 10. We'll get a copy of not only clearly an informative book, but just a beautiful book to flick through for the photos.
It is. Lovely
Thank
coffee
you.
Table book.
Yeah, absolutely.
A pleasure talking to you and a fascinating discussion as well. DSAphoto.com if you want to check out all of the amazing photography on there with a very haughty-looking Daniel Craig, who's hilarious.
There you go. Who knew?
That's what I've learned today. David, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you very much.